Blog Talk Radio. gotta keep her. Oh, yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Damn, This Should Be Interesting. Happy Monday, y'all. We hoping everybody's doing good, feeling healthy and happy. Here's Post Pride Weekend, and boy, do we have a lot to talk about today. We're talking about marriage equality, right? We want to give a big up to that, man, to everybody, to let y'all know. Congratulations out there in the rainbow world. We can graduate, we can get married. I'm sorry, graduate. Kind of like graduating, but right, it's something to celebrate. that we can get married across all 50 states. So congratulations to our gay community on marriage equality.
Can we get a hand clap?
And tonight we're going to cover a topic that is, to be honest with you, is not so joyful. In a lot of ways, it can be sad when people direct their opinions and their hatred towards a community of people. In a lot of cases, they're uninformed, hypocritical bigots in a lot of ways. And we want to talk about and address that too. Everybody's opinion matters, but it's the way that you express your opinion, the way you come at people. There's a level of respect that you should have, and there's a level of knowledge that you should have when you decide to take a stand on something. If not, you should sit your ass down. So what we're going to do, we're going to go around, and we're going to introduce the family like we always do. We're going to get into Dr. J's word of the day, and then we're going to get into our topic. I am at Soul of Souls.
I'm at Dr. J Money.
I'm at Ann Strings.
I'm at Cali Blood 3.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at I Mean. And we are all in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? And tonight, we're talking about, I'm not going to even say religion, because I don't feel like religion is hateful. I feel like people can be really hateful and say things that they don't really, well, I'm sure they mean it. But a lot of times, like I said again, people are misinformed. Please forgive my voice, because we hosted the Pride event this weekend. Your DTSPI family was there deep. And, we left our voices out there. So what we're going to do, we're going to get into Dr. J's words of the day. Here you go, Dr. J.
You know, not all people are the same. Some people can be very pervocacious, meaning they can be very stubborn or very headstrong, unwilling to change. Those are the people that we're dealing with now. And, you know, we finally got the change to happen. Now we just have to wait for those pervocacious people to get off their high horse and just act like the normal people that we are. So Dr. J's word of the day is pervocacious.
So it's a lot of people out there who are very dogmatic in their religion and their way of thinking. And that's definitely not a problem. You know, stand up for what you believe in. But just understand that we're going to stand up for what we believe in as well. And we're going to have something to say. You know, we're not just people that are just going to stand here and be run over, steamed over by hot words. because we have our own words, we have our own opinions. Yeah, and we have our own points. As a matter of fact, we are who we are. We have our own minds, our own bodies, souls, and spirits, you know, that we feel like in a lot of ways are under attack. And we want to express that and address that because one of our very own cast members, Callie Budd, put a video about just being happy about marriage equality and really expressed herself to kind of rebuttal the hate. And we got a lot of feedback, and she's got a lot of feedback for people, like, quoting Bible quotes and just having a lot of things to say that aren't so positive. So we want to address that tonight, and we want to invite anybody who has an opinion to call in and speak on it. Talk to us, and I guarantee that we will talk back. So we're going to let Callie Budd get into that a little bit and talk about what went down on her page.
What's up, family? And I say family because I feel closer to everybody now that, you know, we've crossed this big old obstacle in everybody's life. But basically, the video was basically, like Solo said, about me just being proud of who I was. And another post came across my timeline about, you know, people comparing racism to homosexuality, basically saying if people focus on trying to stop racism as much as they want Christians to accept homosexuality, the world would be a better place. And for some reason, something just told me to, you know, just to comment on the post. And when I commented on it, I basically, to sum up everything, I just basically told everybody that, you know, they should worry about their own path, their own spiritual path, and just focus on you. Everybody else's life is none of your business. It's not your place to be able to pass judgment and let people know what's wrong or what's right. You feel me? So that's basically what I said, generalizing the situation. And immediately, about four or five other people jumped on and began to, you know, just rant, you know, throw biblical stones at me, you know, scriptures at me. And now I want to say this: if anybody that is a Christian, I am a Christian myself. If anybody that's listening is a Christian that's not gay, I will not speak for myself. I'm not speaking up for all Christians. We can't speak for every single person. What I'm speaking for is generally from what I have seen in my eyes. So generally, the Christians that are around my area and who I come in contact with are the people that I'm speaking on. So if you have a different heart and you are a Christian, then so be it. God bless you. Thank you. But right now I'm talking about the people who I come and encounter with. So these people that are coming to me on Facebook are basically just throwing scriptures at me about abomination, demonizing, you know, just those words and, the same three scriptures from Genesis, Romans, and Leviticus that basically talk about how it is wrong to be homosexual. Now, my thing was the whole time is that as Christians, we're supposed to uplift people. You know what I'm saying? God showed love to every single person. He did not turn away anybody except for people who did not, you know what I'm saying, did not want to. You know what I'm saying? Those are the ones he gave the devil. You know what I'm saying? He's like, okay, I would take your soul to the devil since you don't want to be a part of my life. You know what I'm saying? Just to sum it all up in my terms. You know what I mean? So I don't see what's the reason on why Christians have so much power, so much energy to put into homosexuals and their lifestyle. And another thing that one person stuck out when they said is that homosexuals spread, not only do they spread their negativity and their sins, you know, they spread it to people who support it, and anybody who supports it is going to hell, as long as the people who do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's their philosophy. That's what they were shooting at me, that basically every other sin is okay. You can go to the altar, you can repent for any other sin but homosexuality. That's an abomination. You know what I'm talking about? And that, for me, kind of set me off. So I kind of went back and forth, and I really just, you know, I really, me and my babe sat down to about 2 or 3 in the morning and was reading the Bible and was reading and was going deep into the Word and really getting the knowledge on what the Bible was saying. And some of these people left so many words out, left so many scriptures out. It was amazing. So I went back, And I lashed back. I did it in a ranting kind of way, which was kind of immature of me. But I thought in the heat of the moment, it was needed. I basically just, you know, talked back at him as saying, you know, you shouldn't, once again, judgment is not needed. We're not looking for acceptance as homosexuals from straight people. We're not looking for acceptance. We're not looking for any type of recognition from you. We want to live our lives just like you want to live yours. You know, I want to focus on my spiritual path with God, but everybody, it seems like all these judgment opinions are blocking my path, are blocking my way to see what God has in store for me. Now, I don't think other people can see their path and what God has in store for them if they're so focused on other people and what they got going on. So I really just tried to get that point across, but every time I said that, Christian came back to me with a scripture about abomination, explaining to me what abomination is, explaining to me that God doesn't hate the person, he just hates the sin. And they kept contradicting themselves. They kept saying, oh, we love you, but this is, you know, we're not throwing stones, but we're not doing this, but if you love somebody, there is no but. If you have support for somebody, there is no but. If you ride or die for somebody, whatever the case may be, there is no but. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not looking for acceptance. We're looking for equality. And I was talking to Solo earlier about it because I was at work and I was really disturbed by it. And I let her know that it was just really hard for me to grasp, like, how people can call themselves, you know, God-fearing people and just be so hurtful. You feel what I'm saying? And I just really just, it took a hold of me. And I want to just tell everybody, love God. Opinions and everybody else is going to have all the time. That's never going to change. If you are homosexual right now, if you are listening right now and you're gay right now and you're having a conflict with your religion, you need to just talk to God about it. Don't feel like you've been demonized. Don't feel like you're wrong. Don't feel anything that negative people are bringing to your attention. You know what I'm saying? You want spiritual enlightenment? Pray. Read your Bible. You know what I'm saying? Talk to someone you can trust and to help you understand what's going on. You know what I mean? Because it almost took the heart from me that people really think like this and they're supposed to be Christian. So it was just rough for me. And we're going to go into a little bit more about what some of the comments were. But it was just kind of hurtful for me. And I know equality is right now is the best thing that we need right now. And I just thought to myself, like, if people just had mind their own business and never even thought about gay people, we wouldn't have nothing to celebrate. We wouldn't have a reason to be in the streets celebrating every year. We wouldn't have no reason to be able to stand in front of the courthouse and protest and do things like that. The White House would not be boosted up in the rainbow. Niagara Falls would not be blasted. None of this would have to happen if everybody just minded their own business and gave us our rights in the first place. So that's what I think we should all do. It's not about acceptance. It's not about you liking me and who I am. It's about equality. Let me live my life. You live yours.
What's up, y'all? It's Dreams. I'm going to say I agree with Callie Budd 100%. But I'm also going to say, you know, God didn't make no mistakes. You know, he made us all different for a reason. And I do believe that we got angels out here walking this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all better be careful with what y'all saying and what y'all doing that's not godly. Because I guarantee some of them angels is a part of the LGBTQ community as well.
Right.
And I'm going to start off by telling y'all a story. So a couple of years ago, I got a misdemeanor. And I was walking up the street. I was going to see the lawyer. And this old lady was sitting on her porch and I guess she could feel my energy, or I don't know, but she stopped me, and she said, God told me to tell you that everything is going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? So I went on, I handled my business. It all worked out for me. You know what I'm saying? The misdemeanor, my record got sealed, everything worked out. And I say that to say I still get my blessings. You know what I'm saying? I don't have an issue in that department. So I can't understand how somebody can tell me that God doesn't love me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm very blessed. I have a roof over my head, and I feel like I have a personal relationship with God, and that's what matters. Don't let nobody out there tell you nothing different. They can quote as many scriptures as they can, but that don't mean nothing, because what means something is your relationship with God and what you believe. And it's very ungodly to throw scriptures at people when, one, you really don't know what you're talking about, and two, you're being judgmental. And three, we all know that no sin is greater than the other if you believe being gay is a sin. So I just say, you know, disregard all of that. And I think the key thing is, everybody, you need to get right individually with your God. Don't worry about me and my God relationship, because I send up my prayers and he send down my blessings, and we good over here. You know what I'm saying? So your main focus should be trying to get your blessings, especially in this day and time. And not only that, but we all need to be sticking together, especially as African Americans, and especially how they use the Bible already to enslave our peoples and to bring us to a foreign country and then put us in a land where they made up more rules to enslave us and entrap us and divide us. And all you Christian folks feeding into it. You know what I'm saying? So we already got enough division, and then you make more. There's a lot of successful people who's a part of the LGBTQ community. We got people in high places, low places, middle ground, wherever. And I feel like we are blessed.
Right.
Nobody being shortchanged on their blessings, so how can God not love us? You know what I'm saying? So he didn't create us with a y'all cool butt.
Right.
He created us with y'all my kids and I love y'all. And that's that. So nobody can't tell me different. I really can't understand or hear nothing you talking about out there.
Hey, man, we need a song, man. The group is going, you know what I'm saying, talk about it some more. We want to try to get some callers in on this, man, because this is a real serious topic. You know, a lot of people are going through so much and they don't have nobody to turn to, nobody to talk to, because they feel afraid. They feel, you know what I'm saying, within themselves and people around them, just on the whispers. Whispers are a sin, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to tell y'all about that in a minute when we come back. Man, we're going to get into this music and we're going to come back to y'all. We got a lot more. Stay tuned. 220, let's go.
Father, when I'm numb, my heart speaks the volume, but all these bitches dumb. Passing up a good thing for a look of bum, a roll in the hay and a look of gay bump. I don't feel my feelings just for conversation. Can't talk about real shit, we all tryna fuck. Trust is like a pimp, and pimping ain't easy, and love ain't real. That's why I'm always dreaming, scheming, thinking up a master plan to get my heart off my sleeve and money in my hand. Focus on my future, can't change the past. Why I give a fuck about a bitch unless she giving up the stash and the cash and the pussy and the ass, the car and the keys and the apartment. Promise I won't leave if you paying my rent. Even exchange if you breaking bread. I said. Love him from afar, never soft, always hard. I go all in through these lyrical bars. Can't prove it, I just speak it. Love that feeling when they feeling how I'm feeling. When they feeling how I'm feeling, don't mean to hurt them. Love and desert them in the end, I suppose. I really don't deserve them, but the nerve of them to judge me. Judge me, should have met me back then prior to the fuckery. Now I'm the type to miss a bitch before I even hit. Then we get together, it don't work, so I split. I forget like it never happened, as if it didn't mean shit. Guess I'm just weird like that, or maybe I'm just sick, or maybe I just don't give a fuck about a bitch. Give a fuck about a bitch. I don't love like I used to. Only love what I'm true to. I said.
Thank you.
know you and I hate you. See, all I know is that my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape you. She was in love, and I'd ask you how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night makes you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but some things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings. And you say, what made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you crawl for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smack you down, cause he said you was too tall for him, huh? That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could have killed you when you said that he was growing from his
love
demon.
Is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is surely not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is surely not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you when I kill you myself. You played with her like a doll and put her back on the shelf. Wouldn't let her go to school and better herself. She had a baby by your ass and you ain't giving no help, uh-huh. Big time hustler, snake motherfucker. One's born every day and every day she was your sucker. How could you beat the mother of your kid? How could you tell her that you love her? Don't give a fuck if she lives. She told me she would leave you. I admit it, she did. But came back, made up a lie about you missing your kids. Sweet kisses, baby ain't even know she was your mistress. Had to deal with this fight, this phone call from your bitches. Lost like you possessed her, telling me to mind my business. That it was her life and stay the fuck out of it. I tried and said just for him I keep a ready clip.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is surely not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is surely not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you and I want you dead. Don't know the facts, but I saw the blood pour from her head. See, I lay down beside her in the hospital bed, and about 2 hours later, doctor said she was dead. Had the nerve to show up at her mother's house the next day to come and pay your respect and help the family pray. Even knelt down on one knee and let a tear drop. And before you had a chance to get up, you heard my gun cop praying to me now. I ain't God, but I pretend. I ain't start your life a nigga, I'ma bring it to an end. And I did, clear shots and no regrets. Never cops come and lock me under the jail. Nigga, whatever, my bitch, fuck that, my sister. You can never figure out, even if I let you live, what I love was all about. I consider her my blood and it ain't come no thicker.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind.
Baby, come on over, let me show you something. And I know that you're wanting it, so don't be flirting. We can go back and forth in a slow motion. And your body is calling me 911, I'm drunk off your potion. Let the towel fall down like the water drip. Let me get to your neck, within your grip on your hip. I'ma take you this once, it's gonna be the best you ever had. And tonight is the night that your hands gon' scratch me and your ball on my back. Let me tell you about love, huh? What you know about it? And I know that you know my name, and the neighbors know the way you scream and shout it. When I'm pulling on your hair, I'm taking control. When you're pulling on my dress, I know that I'm hitting your soul. I'm a square of love. Love without the L-O, and you know the rest. Girl, you know I'm on the best. Stop crying.
Love.
falling in.
Purchase an instrumental.
Baby, tell me one time how you going now. Don't worry about things, I put it down. Any drink that you want, I'ma pour it up. Fuck the mother niggas, you know what's up. Got the lips on me, some water tyson. Got the body of a model, so I pour another bottle when you decide to. Kiss on it, kiss on it, kiss on it, kiss on it down low. Keep the doors open, don't wanna hit us, and just wanna hit your echo. Tell me this once, and tell me it twice. What did you really want? Can love you forever, can love you for long, can love you however you want. Making sure that I please every part of your body, tingle down to the bone. Making sure that I please every part of your body, no parts unknown. Love, love, what do you really know? How about love, me see you do crazy shit, trust me I know. How about love, me see you buy diamonds, talking Sierra Leone. How about love? Opens me up, taking your body by storm. Love, what you know about? Love, what you know about? Love, you don't make it. Love, might fall in. Love, by the end of the night, keep falling in. Falling, love, by the end of the night,
keep
falling in, love,
love.
Purchase an instrumental today.
Don't hear nothing play out. Instagram, load a stud.
But nobody applauds, and unifying like a thread is the way we should be. Instead you're busy in your head with unraveling me. I keep my hands in my pocket, face down in my feet, dodging spirits that may hinder what comes naturally. My brick road was not yellow, no ounces they got measured. My life was not treasure, just dreams, it got better. Put my mind to my grind and focus hard on the right. With little cousins packing on, and they ain't willing to fight. And one day that crack came, and that day it all changed. Traces reflect pain in the game, feels no shame. Track rocks run down veins in the rain, it leaves stains in the days before it poured, and we love so much more. Catching cases, trying to bubble when you're hungry, it hurts. And kids act out all in school when they ain't getting no food. Become mislabeled as a fool, room to carry your tools. Look at the news, read on the roof, stuff is just on the plot. You wonder why he look at you with all that rage in his eye. You shoot him down in the street, cause of who he should be. And make it home in time to eat, never missing no sleep. We ain't free in a land where they boasted the most. Lives are provision to conditions with no reason to hope. I often wonder how we got here and what we can leave. The reasons why my homies not here are hard to conceive. With nobody to look up to, nobody to blame. Take it out on who you next to, but you wanted the same. With our dreams in a coma, love on life support. We take it blunt force trauma to the head like a sport. It's bad. The that's genocide. And I see, but we don't see it that way. We never cover it with sheets, it can't be carried away. When you just bleed out on the pavement, it's a deadly disease. Yet it never makes a statement, it's amazing to me how you can watch it all happen, see it over again. And then you go right back to trapping till they quit the show in. A vicious cycle and the tide just can't wash it away. It's suicide for your mom when baby's catching the stray. Love is rare, like a bitch in the city's in heat. So much despair, I don't get why we stuck on repeat. Are we refusing to be free? Are we refusing to see what we were destined to be? And trust this ain't what it be. We from the lineage of greatness, the kings and the queens. They make it out like it's a great myth to keep you see. And not enough of us read. So too many believe that we were born from the weak. So we continue to be. It's fucked up.
Bring it back from the bottom of the mat.
Bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back. We hope you guys enjoyed that music, man. That's that good LGBTQ music. It's what we play here. We play all LGBTQ artists, all LGBTQ music, because we happy to be gay around here, man. You know what I'm saying? So we want, man, the last testimonies that you guys heard from Callie Budd and Dreams, you know what I'm saying? These are testimonies. Nothing can take away from that. These are experiences. These are blessings. You know what I'm saying? We're as lesbians and gays, we get our blessings every day, just like you do. You know what I'm saying? But there's blessings and blessings, and we take ours. And, you know, if we believed everything that people had to say to us or took it to heart, we damn near wouldn't even be here ourselves, or we'd be walking the path of ignorance like a lot of people. The whole thing is that you're entitled to your opinion. But if you're going to make a judgment, you know what I'm saying? A judgment is a sin. Just to remind people of that. Judging is a sin. But being uneducated is a tragedy. You know what I'm saying? It's a tragedy of grand proportions. So if you're out here and you're putting information out about what you know and what the Bible said, I want to make sure that you're wearing the right material. You're not eating any shellfish. There's certain animals that you're not eating. You know, you're not casting stones when you live in a glass mansion. You know what I'm saying? So we have, because I don't feel like being homosexual is a sin. I just want to say that. This is who I am. You know, this is who I am for sure. This is how I came out, the twat. Okay? Never liked a man in my life, ain't never been with one, ain't never pretended to like one, none of that. This is how God, again, this is how God made me. Okay? So I don't understand how you feel like you're so right and I'm so wrong. Right? I am strong in my belief. I'm strong in my conviction. And as I said, shame on you for coming in and putting people down and being very, very, you're not being careful with your words. We want you to study, and everybody's going to interpret the Bible in their own way. That's fine. But don't put your beliefs on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to love who I love until God tells me different. If you feel like people on all seven continents know each other and got together and said, hey, we should be gay, especially in places where people could be persecuted and they die, then I don't even got to tell you how foolish you are, because you should already know, right?
Yeah, I don't live my life on the edge like that, man.
And it's like, this is everybody in this group every day. We have loving families. We feel blessed, too stressed to worry about what man is talking about. See, man can't even handle the capacity of anybody or anything being different from them. Hence, why Jesus was persecuted and died on the cross. For all of our sins. Like I said, as Solo flows, I might not speak for the whole DTSBI family, but I say I do not believe that homosexuality is a sin. Now, when we talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, which people, that's people's favorite quote, we want you guys to go in there and mention where they talked about gay or it just being homosexual, or was there a lot of stuff going on at Sodom and Gomorrah that shouldn't have been happening?
Like rapings and killings and, you know what I'm saying, a lot of mischief was going on. It wasn't Castro. Like, it wasn't a Castro. It wasn't a bunch of gay people just living their life, having a good time, and all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, God just went in on, no, that's not what happened.
Flood
the whole, you know what I'm saying? No, that's not what happened. It was a lot of mischief, a lot of misunderstandings, a lot of things that God was not liking that he saw, that he knew. Why are you questioning God right now?
Right.
I am a child of God. Why are you questioning his creation? Like I said, what do you have over me to be able to give you the right to tell me that I'm going to go to hell, that I'm damned? Because you in the church and you reading your Bible, praise the Lord. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand it. And my mama told me today, I was real frustrated. My mom and my girl told me today, you know what I'm saying? Just, why are you worried about that? You can't change their opinions. You can't change how they feel. You can only live your life, continue to live your life through God. You know what I'm saying? And let him speak to you. He is going to, if you let God in, he is going to guide you on the right path. I promise everyone. Don't feel discouraged. I almost let the devil really get me today. Now I don't want the devil to get to none of y'all. He is not in y'all. If y'all believe in God, that's all you need to say is from your mouth that I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. God is going to do everything else. Now, none of these people out here, none of these protesters, everybody that's against this. And you know what was so funny to me, man? I told, I was talking to everybody about this. I know if y'all don't know about the shooting that happened in the church in South Carolina where the white man went in and killed those 9 people in Bible study, it was real heartwarming. I tell everybody all the time, it was real heartwarming to hear testimony of the victim's family telling this man that they apologize, that they forgive him. They talk, I'm hurting, I'm angry, I'm infuriated, my bones is, this lady was like, my bones constantly shake, I'm constantly in pain, I'm hurting inside, I'm angry, but I forgive you. I forgive you, you know what I'm saying? At any time, if you need prayer, if you need guidance, come to the church. Without a gun, of course, but come to the church. You see what I'm saying? And it was like, that's God working right there.
Yeah.
Because these people lost their family in church, worshiping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? These families, and they, you know, through all that, they still remain, you know what I'm saying, godly. You feel me? And that's what I think, God is about. Not pinpointing, they didn't judge him for what he did or what he, you know what I'm saying, where he came from, all this stuff about him being a racist dude, which I pretty much already knew, it's the South. But it was just real, real uplifting to see that family really go in like that and really show how much of a Christian they are and how much of a rider for Jesus they are. They're going to believe and they're going to follow their heart and show love through hate. And that's what my main goal is. We're not looking for acceptance. We're looking for equality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. It takes a lot to be able to forgive. It takes a lot to be able to love without judgment. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't say that you truly love somebody if you have conditions on it.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? If you, you know, love somebody, then you love them. And to love is not to judge. Like, I know people who have been into church. You know what I'm saying? My auntie is one of my, her heart is so sweet, and she's so loving. You know what I'm saying? She's in her 90s, and she's so loving. She's been in church the whole time, and she don't make no difference between none of us because she loves us. This is who we are. We are family. This is how God made me. She's never once asked me to make a difference or change who I was because that's what real love is. Even when I asked my own mother, Mom, because I'm a lesbian, are you disappointed in me? She was like, if I was to be disappointed in you, I'd have to be disappointed in God. And we're going to take it there with Dr. J with her quotes of the day.
You know, Dr. J got some love quotes for you today because we need some love to try to help cure these pervocacious people.
Mm-hmm.
So love isn't something you find. Love is something that finds you. The best thing to hold on to in life is each other. Love is when you give a piece of your soul that you never knew was missing. And lastly, love is the best thing in the world and the thing that lives the longest. Dr. J's quotes of the day.
So love is the key. You know what I'm saying? Love is the answer to all of it. There's no road that you would get to the end of it. You're going to have to do with anything matters of the heart. That love didn't get you there. You know what I'm saying? We're not on air preaching hate. You know, even though people come at us with hate, we're not. We're trying to preach understanding. And we're trying to let you guys know out there that God made us. There's room for us in this world. We are meant to be here. So we're sorry if that makes you uncomfortable or you feel like quoting the Bible and using it as a weapon makes you stronger or makes you feel better. That's fine, but don't feel like we're just going to cower down and take everything you say to us or not have any rebuttal to your mindless opinions, because that's definitely not true. Now, you can come up to me and have a conversation with me out of respect, but when you come up to me with your mind already made up and you feel like I'm somebody that you disagree with and that's the way you come across, then you can't expect us to just be, oh, well, that's okay and super passive. Right, James?
Right, because that's not what's going to happen. And please don't come thinking you're going to physically harm nobody. Let's just put that out there, too, because, you know, it's a lot of people bashing, too. A lot of people, like at Pride, for example, you know what I'm saying, some straight guys jumped on another gay dude, and it's like all of that is not necessary, but we do have the right to protect ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And we will definitely protect ourselves, because I think what the rest of America get misconstrued is you think you associate gay and lesbian with weakness. You know what I'm saying? But you got to remember, we still men and women. We still got our strength. So let a nigga try me.
I mean, and that's just the inner bottom line. Like, again, to those straight people that come out to play angry, you know what I'm saying? All I got to say is I'm not going out to a straight club mad at you. There's nothing that you can do to make my sexuality feel threatened. So, you know, we just want to put that out there, too. Like, if you don't like it, don't go. You know, because that's just, it's crazy. And the last thing we want to do is get our pride shut down, you know, because of a lot of straight folk. Can I just put that out there? A lot of times it is not gay folk that's out there fighting and stuff like that. It's straight people bringing your angry, your energy, and you're bringing your demons, okay? That's what's with you, your demons.
And I don't understand that either, because a lot of y'all prepare for pride, though. Y'all straight, and y'all actually, you know, you put on your good clothes. You know what I'm saying? You wake up early, make sure you got a seat on the BART.
You do more than you should.
Travel on out there that you don't like gay people.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? You save your money up. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come out there and get your hot dog. But you don't like gay people. So I don't understand what's going on. It's just like you have the right to stay at home. You know, it's not a world mandatory. Like, you're not going to go to jail or nothing if you don't come to Pride.
Right, exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, it's your choice. You can stay home. And we actually would appreciate you even more if you did stay home and left that drama there so that we can have a good time and enjoy ourselves. Like, across the world, we celebrate so many things. And it's good. We celebrate our lives. We celebrate Black Lives Matter. So do queer lives. All lives matter. So we have all sorts of celebrations. And if you're not coming out to celebrate, then keep your ass at the house.
And I just want to let everybody know out there, in case you didn't know, and I do know this shit because I'm educated on it, hence, is the fact that the first Pride was a riot. Yeah. Pride came out of the police busting in Stonewall and beating the shit out of people. So that's where Pride came from. It came from resistance. Right? It came from us doing our own business. And people busted in and beat it. Look up speakeasies. Look up how much gay people hid and tried to stay underground and tried to stay the fuck out of y'all way. And yet, y'all came and found us, beat us up, and it became a riot. And after that riot, it became Pride.
And nobody, it would not be a celebration had you just given our rights in the first place.
Right.
You don't want us to, you don't want us to be loud? Then let us live. If you keep trying to make us be quiet and back down, we're not. We're too loud for that. We're too flamboyant. We're too hot. That's why we express ourselves the way we do. That's why we dress the way we dress. That's why we act the way we act. Some people are immature about it. Some people are not. But we are who we are. Just like y'all, I see a lot of straight shit going on that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Orgies and shit like that. Party. You know, it's, you know.
Couples and shit.
Right. But like I said, everything is acceptable to take to the altar but homosexuality. You cannot tell me that. That's a big contradiction. How you going to say all sins are equal, but? That don't even make no sense. All and but, that don't make no sense. Ain't no but. Ain't no but.
And just to say something, too, you know, this James, y'all, and it's like all y'all heterosexuals, y'all upset because we can get married. And it's like y'all can't even keep y'all marriages together. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all need an example. And that's why God sent us to give y'all an example of what love is and what a real marriage look like. Matter of fact, I should become a divorce lawyer. Y'all get divorced
speaking
so much.
Speaking of divorce, divorce is a sin.
Yeah.
And do everybody know the divorce rate in the United States? It's over 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Over 50% of Americans' marriages end in divorce. If it says literally in the Bible, in Romans 1:29, that when a woman marries a man and that man dies, you are okay. If a man marries a woman and they divorce, that woman is supposed to get stoned.
Mm-hmm.
That is the words of the Bible.
That's real.
You are supposed to get stoned.
And not off no what Cali got.
And, you know what I'm saying? Not off that Cali weed. You feel me? Let me make that clear. But that's overshadowed. We're not protesting in front of these lawyer offices, these small practices of divorce lawyers making a killing.
A killing.
Out here. We're not doing that, though. We're not protesting in front of these jail cells. We're not protesting in front of all these other places. What we want to point a finger at homosexuals. And 9 times out of 10, you go into some of these homosexual people's lives, and you'll be amazed to see what good people they are when they take care of children, when they take care of their community, when they take care of themselves. You know what I'm saying? So it's really hard for me to grasp the fact, and I told this person to conclude my rant to them, I said it's really hard to get uplifting with your words of wisdom, that's the words of the Bible that you're trying to throw at me when I feel like they're stone. It feels
mm-hmm.
like you're slapping me with them.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you trying to slap me?
Because they're weapons.
You know what I'm saying?
They are weapons. That's what they're using them for.
So if God came down today, right now, who is going, are we all, are this us, or are you too? For your thoughts.
Yeah, because even your thoughts can be a sin, right?
That's true.
You feel me?
Y'all,
if y'all seen the movie Left Behind or read the book Left Behind, thoughts are a sin too. That is a wicked act. You know what I'm talking about.
It's ungodly
act.
Yeah, what up, it's James. I just also want to throw some statistics out there that came to my mind. I don't know the name of the research, but a lot of you intelligent people can go out there, and I'm pretty sure you can find it. But they're doing a lot of research on same-sex homes, and especially when it comes to raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is they are finding that kids with two parents of the same sex are more successful than even those kids of heterosexual couples.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So how damaging is it? You know what I'm saying? A kid, you got two people that's just giving love and trying to have their family and raise their family, that's all God right there. And for somebody to come in and to try to damage that structure or to try to put harm on them, shame on you. Because that's not godly at all.
That's all I have to
say. Man. So this was a real, real good topic, and I hope everybody listening got a good earful and can take this to heart and use it in everyday life to go forward. Just stay uplifted, man. You know, we love you as a community. We love you. There is no but. It's all unconditional over here. You can be who you are. We always going to have a pride, whether they shut it down or not. We always going to be prideful. We always going to show love. It don't matter. We just got to keep showing love until it gets through people. You know what I'm saying? Like Bob Marley always say, we always shine light to the darkness. And that's what we need to do, man. We appreciate everybody listening, man. We thank you so much. I just want to end this. My entertainment report tonight, Callie Wood, is going to end this tonight with a nice fact I learned today at work. In the 1940s in New York City, it was the law that a homosexual cannot have children. So if you were a lesbian, if you came out, if you had a child, and if you were a lesbian, the courts can take your child away from you at any time, at any given time, if they seen you practicing homosexual acts. And that's just the fact that, you know what I'm saying, that the law, from what we have, how far we have come. And racism is the same thing. So if you want to compare racism to homosexuality and how it is the same, it is the same thing. It's all the same concept, but the inside of it, of what we're being discriminated on, is not important. The fact is, we're being discriminated against, and it needs to stop. Discrimination is not okay. If you don't like it, don't fuck with it. I don't like tomatoes, so when I go get a cheeseburger, I tell them niggas no tomatoes. If you don't like me, don't mess with me. You ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? But don't walk past, don't try to beat me. Don't try to hurt me. Don't try to make me disappear. You know what I mean?
I'm not trying to make you baboon. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not trying to make sure that that you're not alive or that you're not living tomorrow or trying to come out and bash you or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to live. We're just trying to coexist. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to live in this world that God blessed us with, just like God bless you with it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to explain that to nobody. The earth is my turf, and that's my right by birth, mm-hmm. Period. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Callie, take us out.
Man, you want to keep listening to our great conversations? We got more coming every Monday night, 7 p.m., 347-324-3853, man. You can hit us up on our Facebook, man. We got great videos, great games, real information on there. Check us out, man. That's on Facebook.com. Go in the little search bucket and put in DTSBITOO, and the beautiful things are going to pop up. I guarantee it, man. Guarantee it, man. And we always show love, man. So add us on Facebook if you don't already, man. It's going to be a lot of stuff we got coming up. We want y'all to be informed. We want y'all to stay locked. We love y'all damn fans. I'm at CalieBud3 on the Twitter.
I am at Fellow Flow.
I'm at Ann Screen.
I'm at Dr. J Money.
I'm at I Mean.
And I'm at 220 Media.
Love wins. We love y'all, man. Hit us up. Thank y'all for listening. Good night.
We're trying to get lit, but we don't think I'm taking hits.